Chark Chat Freestyle for Friday, September 6, 2013. No more dog days. I almost said dog days of podcasting, but it's not dog days anymore. We're changing seasons. We're moving into autumn. And there's a number of things that are changing in the air. I can just feel it. I've got a little case of melancholy this evening. I don't know if it's just from a long, tired out week, long day of work, or what's going on. Times are changing. The seasons are changing. The weather's cooling down as we move into September. Feels good. It's not oppressive heat anymore, but it's a signal that, not to sound like Game of Thrones, but winter is coming, and I need to get ready for it. There's a lot of things to get done. On a grander scale, you know, Julie's back at college. She's now 20. Lisa's a senior. And in a year and a half, I'll be 50. And it just gets me thinking, like, wow. You know, the time is starting to go really, really fast. We've got at least one of the girl's grandparents is probably on his way out in the next few months. And by way out, I mean not doing so well in health. And, you know, it resets the brain cycles a bit to go, what's really important? And it's the people, it's the relationships that are important. And there's been a couple instances in the last few years, well, actually one, like today, that reminded me I don't know people as well as I thought I did. I think I mentioned that, you know, my buddy Scott, whom I've known for 20 years, basically, since Julie was little, and he hung around, or she hung around with her nephew Travis, and Travis lived next door to Courtney, and the three of them would always get together and play, and we watched, you know, Scott's daughters, Courtney and Megan, grow up, same as Julie and Lisa, same ages, same, a lot of same classes, and we're at the same events, but we didn't really get to be friends or anything until the last year or so. We started going to movies, and I found out what a big nerd he is, and I mean that in all the nicest ways. You know, he may even be joining us at Dragon Con next year. And then another one that came up today is a gentleman whom I've known about and conversed with a few times for a few years, and he heard on this podcast, Freestyle, that we have a job opening, and sent me his resume. And I went, wow, you know, how many opportunities did I have to just sit down and ask, what do you do in real life? As my dad used to like to pose that question. And you can uncover so many things. There's so many of you that I haven't had a chance to, you know, actually ask and talk to, that I just love to learn more about you and your family. So I'm trying my hardest. At least the people who are around me, the people who have an opportunity to ask that. And the next time I see you, I will ask that as well. It's time to head home. I just bought tickets to the Riddick movie for tomorrow night, which Scott and I will be going to see. And he said that the critics are ripping it up. So if it sucks, we'll know how to have fun at a good movie. At a bad movie. We'll misty it. Just throw out comments and see if we don't get kicked out. But I'm heading home to write out thank you notes for all the wonderful, gracious people who bought us gifts, who weren't supposed to buy us gifts, for our 25th anniversary. So we got about 28, 30 of those to sign, and really appreciate it. So glad we got to see all those people last month. Time is going quickly, and it'll probably be another 25 years in about 6 months. It just goes way, way, way too quickly. So with that, I don't mean to sound too down tonight. Just, you know, next time you run into somebody that you haven't seen in a while or you don't know that well, get to know them a little better and catch up and talk to them. Because after all, it's about the relationships. It's about the people. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening. 101.